This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a bet by some investors in the days that followed the election that the Joe Biden White House might be nicer to big tech companies like Google, Apple, and Facebook on antitrust and privacy issues. Eric Gordon teaches about this. He's a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Morning, Eric.
Good morning, David.
So what's the sense that government regulators will somehow lay off on big tech when it comes to antitrust, given that it's President-elect Biden?
I think Mr. Biden is less strident than Mr. Trump is, but Mr. Biden won't lay off a lot. For example, the Google antitrust case that's already been filed, Mr. Biden, or President Biden, won't stop that because that would make him look too cozy with big tech.
Well, he was vice president during the Obama administration when the Obama administration, you know, in general terms, was loving those big techs.
Here's the difference. I think things will move more slowly, more deliberately, perhaps with less arm waving. Big tech isn't home free, but I think they are going to have their wings clipped.
And we should remind ourselves that the effort in the present Congress to scrutinize the big tech companies was, in a sense, bipartisan. The Republicans and Democrats may have looked at it differently, but they joined together to hold tech's feet to the fire.
And here's where it's most bipartisan, not on the antitrust side, but on this Section 230, which is a section of a 1996 law, which has protected a lot of big tech, a lot of the platform providers, in ways that I think is going to be whittled away at. That's where I think the big change comes to big tech.
Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.